Hey friends, we are ready to read today on the 5th of January, Matthew chapter 1. We have done Luke chapter 1, we have done John chapter 1, and now today, Matthew chapter 1. And it starts out, you'll see today, with a long list of names. This is called the genealogy. Notice the similarity of the word genealogy and the word of the first book of the Bible, which is the Greek version of the world beginning, which is Genesis. So genealogy and Genesis, the start. And here in Matthew's gospel, it gives us a list of Jesus's family line from Abraham to Jesus. And we see another very similar genealogy a little bit later on in the book of Luke, but the book of Luke takes us from Luke, from Adam to Jesus, instead of from Abraham to Jesus. So he goes back even farther. Now, I do need to say that this can be quite taxing to try to read all of these names, but I encourage you to trudge your way through them and read them. And as we get more familiar with our Bible, we'll start to recognize some of these names, and others we really won't, because the Bible doesn't say anything else about them. So in the genealogy of Jesus here in the book of Matthew, this is not a complete genealogy. Some of the names are omitted in such a way that it keeps the genealogy valid, but it does not list every single family line from Abraham to Jesus. What this does show is that it gives validity to the Bible because of the great historical legs that are given by showing us the people that came before Jesus. And so that's a cool thing to think about. You've got David in there. Jesus is called the son of David, meaning that the Messiah would come from the bloodline of David. And so that's interesting, but hard to trudge through, but do it and know that there is a purpose for it being there, to show the bloodline of Jesus. Now we go right into, from the genealogy, to Joseph's dream. Now we're doing the chronological New Testament, but doesn't mean that we're able to put every verse chronologically, but it is a general chronological order, because we haven't yet talked about some of these things. But we know that Mary had a dream that she was going to have Jesus, and now Joseph has a dream. He gets a visit. Now, if we put the stories together from Mary's dream and her visit with Elizabeth and Joseph's dream, it appears that Mary was gone for about 3 months at Elizabeth's. And then when she came home, I would guess she would start showing her pregnancy. And Joseph found out she was pregnant and then has this dream. And we see, much like Mary's desire to follow God, Joseph was a righteous man. His first intent was to not harm Mary, an unwed woman that was convicted of sex outside of marriage, could be tried and convicted and even stoned to death if there was somebody who wanted to press charges. In this case, if Joseph would have thought Mary just cheated on him, then it very easily could be Joseph to do that. But he cared about Mary, and he had this dream, and then realized that this was from God. This baby came from God. What a heavy burden for this man, Joseph. Now, we don't know a lot about Joseph. We know he was a carpenter by trade, and we know that he was the one who stepped in the dad role for Jesus, so Jesus's stepfather, while he walked on the earth. We don't know how long Joseph was around. The last time that we hear about Joseph was when Jesus was 12 years old. So we don't see him at the crucifixion or any of that. But he played a vital, vital role. So as you read today, read the genealogy, and then go right into this story of Joseph accepting Jesus as his son. Enjoy your reading, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.